Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello, hello.
Hey, it's good to have you back.
I'm glad to be back.
My goodness. Is that like, man, that's like a powerful shirt. I'm looking at it right now. Almost can't see you. It's like Famiclage.
Famiclage
or something like that.
Yeah, I left my Duck Dynasty t-shirt at home. So
yeah, I was thinking more that like, works like a tablecloth.
Tablecloth.
Well, I didn't want to say tablecloth. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
But it's pretty.
Oh, it just makes me want to eat. You know what I'm saying?
Don't eat no more.
What are you saying?
What are you saying?
I just did that. No, listen, that's a reprieve. That's like Selah. My Selah is, I'm just saying. I mean, I hear myself. I'm thinking, oh, my goodness.
I'm just saying
what I'm being led to say by the Lord, not because I necessarily think, you know, it's sacrificial. Let's move on. I'm just saying. I want to give a big shout out this morning to New Jersey.
Yes.
I understand. Is Sophia, she's landed?
She's landed. She's landed, made it home, doing well, and already missing us. We're all missing her.
Oh, definitely.
But also New Jersey, and if you saw that, there was a shooting last night at a major mall out there, largest mall in New Jersey, 5 minutes from where I used to live.
Wow.
In fact, you and I went there to the Apple store there, and thank God.
Oh, wow, this two-story mall there, yeah.
Three-story.
Was it first floor? First floor, second floor, third floor?
I don't know what floor it was. It's a huge, huge
mall. You could stand anywhere in any angle because you can see everybody got the atrium kind of concept going on there.
Yeah, but
well, Lord, we just pray for anybody get hurt.
Nobody
up there?
Got hurt. The shooter went up shooting himself, but nobody was hurt. Praise God! But it was major.
Wow!
And just want to pray for that area, and you know, just pray.
No doubt. It was just so good to see Sophia. How is all of our viewers in Alabama, Mississippi doing? You got a chance to be able to spend some time with them.
They're doing fantastic. I mean, very encouraging going out there to Mobile and speaking to some folks.
Good folks in Alabama.
There's some good folks in Alabama, really good folks. And I enjoyed my time. I really did.
We're excited about some of our new sponsors and all. They'll be coming on. We'll be talking about them today. And don't forget, you can see us on Christian Television Network if you're listening to us. And if you're watching us, you can listen to us at VFNTV.com on the app and all around the world. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we're just excited about what the Lord is doing. And I was just, as I was spending time with the Lord, we're going to talk about today, just to let you know up front, it's exciting to hear Lecrae is going to be with Billy Graham in this big thrust
that's taking place.
And some other newsboys and some others, Colton and all. But Lecrae is just kind of special to me because I asked some of his friends, and I haven't met him personally, but I feel like he's kept his testimony.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because he's in a heart. As a matter of fact, he even talks about, we're going to hear an interview with him where he's talking about what he admires of Reverend Billy Graham, how all these years he's able to stand boldly for truth, and yet still he's appreciated by people who don't walk with God.
Yeah.
And he calls that the grace of God.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus was found in favor with God and man.
Mm-hmm.
Just the religious folks that didn't like to. Everybody else was.
And that's all.
And so that's just beautiful. But I love the lyric. I love the spoken word music. I love just a genre, all kinds of genres. And bagpipes, I guess I like some of that, you know. I mean, for some period of time, you know, it's like at some point there's got to be a reprieve. But it was exciting to know that that a great genre. And I love, Billy Graham has always embraced what God was doing at this season to be able to reach the people in this season.
Oh, yeah.
And if you missed it, you may even hear it today about, you know, what he says that he wished he would have done more of in his life at 95 years about abiding. But you can find it at iabide.org. Listen, if you're wondering why we always talk about abiding with Jesus, because that's what it's all about. That's all about. If we ever distract you from abiding, just realize that we kind of went away from that. We're trying to get you back to it. Get us, pray that we get back to it, because it's us walking under his leadership and his kingdom. And I'm excited about the new unfolding that's going to be coming through iAbide. God is just, he's been speaking to us and me over the years, and just so much stuff is unfolding so quickly, and trying to just loose it in Jesus' name across the earth. And it's just so exciting. It's so exciting. I don't know if you know this or not, but when I was over at Christian Center Church in Mariana, that the servers crashed. So many of our viewers and listeners came on. Yeah. Over 100 times their normal traffic came on. And I just want to thank all of our viewers and our listeners who, I just thank God for people are drawn to Jesus, you know, and I just love Jack Hollis and his wife Shelley and the church there. And it's just huge testimony. He's like a pastor of the city. You know, he's definitely an apostle of the Lord, and he's definitely the go-to minister in the city. And when you walk with him and eat with him and talk with him, I mean, he's ministering to the entire city.
Definitely a man that I can speak to eye to eye. I really can appreciate.
Jack, I did not say that. Jack, I did not.
He's apologizing for Jack. You see that?
I didn't say it. I didn't say it. I might have saw it. I didn't say it. No. Anyway, moving on.
That doesn't bother you.
No, right. I'm getting a text right now. I think Jack wants to talk to him. Right. I'm having fun.
Me and Jack are friends.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Just having fun.
Just saying.
Kind of stewing.
I'm just kind of letting it stew
so we can have fun in the future.
Just
this is going to be really, really, really good. I will give a shout out to all of our new listeners that came in Mariana. And it is a place that there's a plan. And there was a planner, but I found it.
You might be able to... Oh, that's right. That's the same
The
place.
Word of the Lord that was...
that was amazing.
It was lost.
It was found.
You might be able to hear that.
We need to make that related. We need to make that related.
Well, I know that. You guys get that kind of whole program.
That's precious material right there.
Yeah.
Precious.
Yeah. And it's just almost like a tournament when I was trying to find my thing there.
Tournament.
But I, you know... Statistically speaking, I just felt like this morning when God was speaking to me about the love of God's word, just loving His word, loving the word of God. And somebody says, "Well, how can you just love His word?" Well, you have to understand He is the word.
That's right.
And so to love His word. So we're going to be talking about today about sharing with you my love and hopefully your love about the word of God and that how. That's where your everything is, you know, and that's why the enemy's trying so hard to keep it from you. And that's why 151 years approximately after it was loosed into the hands of man, men understood that they could be one nation under God. And the Declaration of Independence was being signed out from under a king, because that's how powerful the word of God is. They realized that, like Josiah is, like, God is aware of our life and He's involved in the affairs of our life. And we can live up under Him. But it was the word of God that revealed all this to them. I just love the word of God. And Pastor Saeed over in Iran, they moved him to another prison now with rapists and murderers. And this is all that he's done. He's done what we're supposed to be doing in America. He's gone out and witnessed and won folks to the Lord and gathered them as the church and begin to teach them Jesus' ways. That's it. That's it. And it's a great concept, America. Church is what we're supposed to be doing. And we'll be talking about that as well, talking about transformation, personal transformation, which will lead to national transformation. Let me tell you something. This is the only way. If you really care enough about your marriage, if you really care enough about your family, if you care enough about your nation, you will start with you. You will start with you. Because if you sit here and say, I want to get the nation right, then I'll get right. I want to get my marriage right, and then I'll get right. I want to get my kids right, and then I'll get right. There's no hope for them.
No.
Because you first had to begin to abide with God.
That's
with
right.
Personal transformation. So we're going to be talking about that in the extra hour. You got to get your pens out. Make sure you're going to be able to listen to it continually. It'll be made available to you on the VFN Torch and every way. Also at iabide.org, because it's time to kick it up a notch. And it's time for us to begin transformation with ourselves. And hopefully we get a chance to, and I don't know if we're going to be able to squeeze all this in, but about running a race, you know, that we're called to run a race. And I know we can't get to today. We can definitely get to it, you know, this week. But I want you to remember the persecuted church. I know we've talked about it last week, and we prayed about it this Sunday. But understand this, that it's still being persecuted.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And America is an anomaly. It's an anomaly for us not to be being persecuted.
Yeah.
I hate to break this news to you. It's an anomaly.
Mm-hmm.
And if you Google that word or define it, it just says it's unusual. It's not a normal thing for the church not to be persecuted. Because this is the question you have to ask yourself. Is if we're not being persecuted, either we've done something right nationally, or we've done something wrong personally.
Yeah.
Mm. You know what I'm saying? You know, either we stand up as a nation, one nation under God, or we've personally just no longer contend for our relationship with God. We've given ourselves over to darkness.
Mm.
So I mean, the frenemy, the enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Right.
And it's like, hey, but they're all on the dark side. You know what I'm saying? Right. They're all walking under darkness. And so I want to just encourage you to realize that there is a struggle that we bring to the cross of Christ in our abiding relationship, and he empowers us for it not to be a struggle. We just lay all of our works, all of our efforts, all of our energy down and begin to abide with him, begin to remain in him. And somehow, as we behold him, as we gaze upon his beauty and listen to his voice and follow him, we become fundamentally transformed personally.
Mm.
So we'll be talking more about that. Also, I'm excited about Minnesota, how they're taking the anti-sex trafficking fight to the U.S. Senate. They're becoming the synergy for the fight. And we'll be hopefully get a chance to be able to talk about that more as God's news behind the news. You have to understand, God does his best work when his people's back is against the wall, where they have to look up and no longer look to the idols and all the darkness and the things and the stuff. And understand, it may look like you're between a rock and a hard place, between a Red Sea and Pharaoh's army, but God's about to do something. If you look up, and if you look up to the prophet that God has brought, and there's prophets everywhere, they're hearing the voice of the Lord, and they're prophesying to you. They're blowing a horn, and they're saying, if you hear him, if you listen to him, if you respond to him, this God who is in control of everything and holds everything together, and everything was created by him and for him, he will split this Red Sea right in two.
Mm-hmm.
He will drown Pharaoh's army in this water. He will come against this vast army, and you just praise him all the way up to the army where you're about to bank over the hill, only to find out that he would have defeated the army that he allowed to come against you because you turned your back on him. And then you're like, hey, I am learning from my own personal experiences. I'm not going to walk that way no more. This is how I'm going to walk, which means repentance.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just want to encourage you, this is a time, this is a ripe time that it can go either way. You know, Israel could have said, you know, Moses, you know, you are doing this in your own strength. This is totally over. And they could have left and gone back and fallen down and bowed down before Pharaoh and say, we will make your bricks. You know, we will do this. Moses could have thrown his staff down and said, I'm just fed up with these folks. I'm not going to seek God no more. They deserve to be up under bondage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he could have looked and said, and got offended because of the place that he ended up in. Or we could do what he did and look up.
Yeah.
Look up and say, you know, God, what do you want? He's abiding with God. Humble man, turn into God, always turn to God. And God said, lift up your staff. Lift up your staff. One man, one staff. Today we talk about it because God parted impossible circumstances and drowned the vast army that would have destroyed them, that did bind them for years, destroyed them in the very same place they were delivered in. Nothing changed. This is the God that throws the horse and the rider. They both die in the sea.
Mm.
We'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
What religious rights do city employees have in the workplace? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
I work as a garbage collector, and in the truck that we drive, we have a two-way radio, which communicates to our control. I was told that I am not allowed to say, have a blessed day on the radio. I was told that if I continue to do this, I would be fired for making such a statement.
It depends on the policies of the company, but a lot of these companies will have this overreaction to something like, have a blessed day, because they think somehow
they're going to get sued by creating a hostile religious, you know, environment or a workplace environment. And that's just not the case. So what we normally do in a situation like this is we get it resolved by dealing with the employer and telling them, look, if an employee makes a statement as benign as God bless you, that should not create a constitutional crisis.
Do you have questions about your religious liberties? Get straight answers from ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org.
I'll never forget, I read this book once, and the author asked this question. I don't remember much about the entire book. I was in college at the time. And he says, in the book, what is one thing that if you started doing every single day for the rest of your life, what's the one thing that will change your life? And that one sentence just exploded within inside of me. I go, whoa. I was in my 20s. That's powerful. That's deep. And I go, what's the one thing, that if I just started doing every single day would change my life? I got thinking. I said, I wasn't a Christian at the time. I said, I bet if I read my Bible every day, I bet you that would change my life. And that was the beginning.
Wow. Mm.
That was the beginning. One little statement. Let me tell you something. We have a simple plan for you. You can get that at iabide.org. It's free. Doesn't cost you a thing. And you will learn how to hear God's voice, connect with God, and write down what he's telling you and have a relationship with the Lord. I'm telling you, if you allow God's word to get on the inside of you, it'll change your life because he is the word.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat and John. We have so much to talk about. It's going to probably take us until the Lord returns to finish it. But I do want to say this morning that it looks like, you know, we always talk about God's news behind the news. It's not enough to know the news, but you need to know what to do with the news you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be really overwhelming, especially if you're not in the Word of God or abiding with God.
That's right.
And here we are right now. CBN News is reporting is, you know, will Israel act alone on Iran's nuclear threat? This is so important. I want you to hear this because one thing I want you to hear that stands out. This is what I want you to hear that stands out. The very fact that they have a ministry, they have a secretary of Islamic radicalism, basically, but a ministry of radical Islam that promotes it in the world. And we have been supporting them by not joining the Arab Spring when it came to Iran and the Green Party. And we'll talk more about that in a moment. And listen to CBN News reporting on, will Israel have to act alone?
Well, while Americans have been focusing on the disastrous Obamacare rollout, Israelis have been focusing on the nuclear threat from Iran. Joining us now is Ambassador Ido Aharoni, the General Counsel or Consul General of Israel in New York. And it's a pleasure to welcome you. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
I understand you used to watch American NBA basketball on our MET in Israel.
Well, let me tell you, Pat, a whole generation of Israelis will be forever grateful to you for introducing NBA to Israel.
They didn't know that before.
No, this was in the early 80s, and METV, your television station, was the only station that provided NBA games regularly. It was my introduction to the NBA, and for my contemporaries as well.
It swept the country.
It swept the country, and you made a great contribution.
All right. I'd like to think it was more spiritual, but we'll do what we can. Hey, listen, one of the things that you have been trained in image making, public relations, and somehow Israel's image was really very poor. What have you done to change it? You've advised your superiors in Tel Aviv.
Well, you know, obviously it's never, although, you know, I'll be glad to take credit for it, but it's really not just the work of one person or one organization. It's the collective of the people that care about Israel. Mm. It's the Jewish establishment. It's the Christian world that cares about Israel. And what we did simply, And I think it happened after 9/11, probably as a result of 9/11. We started communicating effectively Israel's advantages to the world so that the world will see how Israel can be relevant to the quality of life of every person.
All right.
Let me just mention the strong bond that we have between Israel and the United States. One of the manifestations of it is the fact that over the years, since 1951, $40 billion worth of Israel bonds were invested in Israel by American people, most of them Jewish, but there's a big portion of that that comes from non-Jewish people as well.
All right, let's go to the thing that's on everybody's hearts. There's some report that maybe within a few weeks, Iran is going to have enough fissile material to make a bomb. Is that what's your understanding? Could you elaborate on that?
Look, ultimately, and we're fully aware of all the gestures made by Iran recently, ultimately they will be judged by their deeds and not only by their words. I believe that we will know in the next several months whether this particular regime is serious about stopping its nuclear program. But here's the problem. Before we begin the discussion about the problem with nuclear Iran, I believe we should look more seriously at what the current regime is doing before they have nuclear weapons with conventional military capabilities.
What are they doing?
They're instigating violence and instability all over the world, from Latin America through North Africa to Central Asia, certainly in the Middle East. Today is the anniversary to the seizure of the American embassy in Tehran in 1979, October 4th is today, I believe. And we have to understand that the Iranian regime is an apocalyptic regime that is interested in the dissemination of the so-called Islamic Revolution throughout the world. And they do it with or without nuclear weapons. They're doing it because it's part of their ideology.
The current head has bragged that because of his soft soap, that the West was quiet and they were able to move forward with development of their program without the sanctions that had hindered them before. Is that pretty much the case?
We believe that the reason why they made the current gesture, the so-called charm offensive, is because the sanctions are working. And we believe that as long as we have the combination of, on the one hand, strong, biting, crippling sanctions, and on the other hand, the presence of a real military option on the table, real military threat, the combination of the two will produce the result that we're looking for. The biggest mistake that we, the West, can make is by easing the tensions at this point.
All right. But they really want to destroy, at least under Ahmadinejad, there was no question. He believed in the return of the Mahdi. He believed in the there had to be some violence and destruction before the Mahdi came. And he was perfectly willing to annihilate Israel and said that. Is that enough of an existential threat to take military action?
Look, there's no doubt that we view Iran's plans and aspirations and ambitions as the number one existential threat to our country. However, at the end of the day, Iran is not just Israel's problem. We believe Iran poses a threat to the entire Western civilization. How many of our viewers know that Iran is the only country in the whole world that has a full governmental agency titled the Ministry for the Exportation of the Islamic Revolution? They have only one job, and that is to export terrorism, to agitate and instigate trouble wherever they go. And so we're looking at this and we say, this is not just Israel's problem. The world doesn't have the luxury of allowing nuclear Iran.
This is so important. There's so much more. You can hear this in its entirety at VFNTV.com on The Torch. Understand this. They have a ministry. Its entire purpose is exporting radical Islam, which we purged from our libraries, according to Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, from our FBI libraries, our CIA libraries. And you think about this, that when the Arab Spring was going along, this particular country that they say that their whole existence this man is saying is an apocalyptic government. I mean, the whole point is to bring about the 12th Iman thing, and that's their whole point.
Has to come in chaos. Yeah, it has to come
in chaos and disorder, and so that's their whole goal. So they have a ministry that does this. Like we have a Secretary of Education or Ministry of Education. They have somebody who's exporting the very thing that we're deleting from our DNA in our country, saying they're not our enemy. It's like, yes, that's our enemy. Radical Islam is our enemy. And now people are getting fired from their jobs for even bringing up any context. I bet I can't talk much about that. But understand, in the context of this, if you see Iran for what it is, understand what's happening and know this, that our chief advisor of our president is Valerie Jarrett, and Valerie Jarrett was born in Iran, so she knows about how Iran operates. Then the charm offensive was because of the sanctions that were taking place, but now our current president, who would not support the Green Party, wrote a letter. They wrote a letter in the context of that understand that we helped everybody else, but we didn't help Iran when they cried for help to be able to come and do what we were doing in other nations around there. And why they're the epicenter of an apocalyptic government, according to this interview, and they want to bring about great chaos in the world. And they're moments away from having chemical weapons in the context of that. And it's like, why are we standing with the enemy of God's apple of God's eye in Israel, the enemy of the church? Mm. We have more to talk about this after this break.
We want you to visit our sponsors. We want to give a special shout-out to all of our VFN radio sponsors and underwriters. Today, go to VFNTV.com, ADTS, for all your security and alarm monitoring needs. Give them a call. Get that monitoring all taken care of in Pensacola and on the Gulf Coast. Also, in Mobile, Alabama, Steve Barnhill's Paint and Body Shop, Tanner Williams Road. They can do it all for you. No job is too big and no job is too small. Visit our sponsors, VFNTV.com.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
We have to understand, this is serious times.
Yeah.
And we're seeing now the weakening of a nation. And this is how it works. I mean, the big question, this is today's special offer. It's available to you right today, this week. You need to get it. All you do is just make an offer of any low offering, any gift. Just go to VFNTV.com, click on the special offer. You have to ask this question, is America under God's judgment? It's a two-part series. It's yours for any offering whatsoever. We want you to get it. Mm. Immediately, you'll be sent a link to be able to download it, to be able to begin to listen to it. Why not take long enough to just ask yourself the question and begin to hear the biblical explanation? Look at the law. Look at the evidence. Look at the Word of God. Look at the evidence. And each phase of judgment, you can find out if this is true, because God will turn over a nation.
If you've ever looked at the church and have thought to yourself, these people are just way too perfect for me to come around them, then you know what? You and I are a lot alike. That was my story. I thought everyone in the church was just perfect, and I was the only one with issues. But guess what? Everyone that comes to Jesus has a background. We don't come to Jesus because we're perfect. We come to Jesus because we need a Savior. And you know, I was at that place. I was at that place where things weren't going right in my life. I was away from God. I was in sin. I was chasing after the world, trying to find an identity, trying to find myself. And the more I kept looking for myself, the more I went deeper and deeper into sin. But then I had an encounter. I had an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. And when that happened, everything changed. Yeah, my life wasn't perfect, but I met the one who is perfect. And with that, I'm absolutely okay. I want to encourage you to read my story. You can read other stories of people that were not perfect, but people who met the perfect one. Mm-hmm. You can go to meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light.
with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat and John. We're just listening to an interview on CBN talking about the reality of what's taking place in Iran, and they described them, I believe, appropriately, but this is what they're saying, reportedly, that they are an apocalyptic government. And I was just watching an interview done on in German television when they were interviewing the founder of Jewish Voice for Germany. And think about Jewish Voice for Germany in all the context of that. So obviously you see why. I've got to hear this interview.
Yeah.
Why are you running a paper in Germany letting everybody know, first of all, you know, and he made such great sense, but he was 10 years old when his parents went back to Israel, obviously, after the war.
Mm-hmm.
But when they got there, they didn't have the money. They didn't have heat in the winter. It was just real rough, as you remember. We talked about all the days. Mm-hmm. So it's against his mother's will. His father said, we got to go back. I can get work there, at least in Germany. And so they still were repressed people. There was still the Nazi spirit, if you would, the anti-Semitic spirit. So he had to grow up under the anti-Semitic spirit.
Mm-hmm.
That is was in and I'm going somewhere where this comes is connected. Okay. and so he's been trying to help integrate and show forth, you know, if we've really changed as Germans and we really do appreciate the Jews, then we're more than the Holocaust. You know, that's not who we are.
Right.
I mean, that's something that's sort of like saying, it's sort of like getting beat up by a bully in high school and that's how they define you of.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that was a horrific moment in Israel's life, is what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
And it needs to be memorized and never forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not who we are. You know, we are creative people. And of course, we've talked about that, our, you know, all the awesome, blessed things that have been happening ever since God chose Israel and chose Jacob. And the enemy would want to have you focus on what the enemy did to them.
Right.
Instead of focusing on, hey, they're the most creative nation now on the face of the earth. I mean,
yeah,
they're
right.
Amazing. The 6 yeah. million Jews that are in Israel are rocking this world for God because of God's blessing on them. But in the context of that, he was trying to, but the first thing you see when you come into Germany is the Holocaust Museum there.
Mm.
And it's real weird. It looks like New Orleans graves where they have them out of the ground and stuff. So they're real strange, but you know, it's important to remember. But then he says, he's trying to speak a positive narrative for the Jews in Germany. And he says, well, you know, it was 500,000 Jews were in Germany prior to this Hitler and the Nazi mm-hmm. party. But then it dwindled down to like maybe 10, 20,000 or something like that. And he says, the reporter says, and this is on DW, we'll make it available to you on the VFN Torch. And the reporter says, but yeah, I understand that there's 250,000 now. And what is this? 250,000 Israelis, not necessarily all Jews, and people from Israel.
Mm-hmm.
But in Jews, he said, I think he was around maybe 20,000 or something like that. But he publishes this paper, The Jewish Voice for Germany.
It's from Germany.
Yeah, Jewish Voice from Germany, thanks. From Germany, and we'll make it available. You can go to it. They have an English version of it. It's published around the world.
Wow.
And it has 50,000 copies. They have 50,000 in circulation. But this is the thing was. This is what the reporter says, and this is a word for us. Mm. From Germany, church. From Germany. From a man whose uncle was murdered in the camps, whose mother's brother and family was murdered in the camps. That's why she didn't want to come back to Germany, who was oppressed for years. He said up to the time that he was 30 years old, he did not like any Germans at all because they treated him so bad.
Mm.
And they were racist towards the mm-hmm. Jews. That's what anti-Semitism means, that they're racist towards the Jews. And so that's, by the way, that's why the Jews can so relate to the African Americans' journey and story and narrative in America, because they too were repressed because mm-hmm. of who they were, and why they supported so much in regards to, you know, Dr. King and coming out and bringing us to the place we need to be today. But he said this. So the reporter goes, "Well, you're saying that you're safe in Germany. I just felt this. Are you getting a little Nazi on him? What's up with this? You know, it was just this aggression, you know." And normally they're just so not mm-hmm. that way when they're doing their English version of it. And I'm not categorizing all Germany. I'm just in this one interview.
Because
right. mm-hmm. this man's got a paper. He's a guest on your show. Relax a little bit.
Mm.
And he says, but you know, you're saying that, you know, there's a better picture for Jews in Germany. And he even got an interview with Merkel in his paper. And that's probably what brought them in, because he's got this big, huge spread of Merkel in his paper, and which is the prime minister
of Germany.
And he says, but when you come to where the Jews live here in Germany, that they have, like, security and guards and cameras and all this kind of stuff. He goes, you have the Jewish man speaking Germany, speaking English in these dialects, and so he goes, that's not really a German question. That's a world question, because it's always been that way for the Jew and for the Christian. So it's not just a German issue.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
In other words, he's saying, wake up, church. We're God's people. Mm-hmm. We're going to be persecuted if we don't wake up. And he's saying, listen, this is not a unique situation to Germany. And he began to name off different countries, that everywhere the church is at, everywhere the Jews are at, that when you stand up and you look, he's got a paper called Jewish Voice for Germany. How about you, when you go to work, do you say, I am a voice for Jesus Christ?
Mm.
You see, the reason why you're not experiencing no persecution, you don't need no protection, because you're on the wrong side. But when you start standing up,
that's right.
You know, the people who don't stand up for God, you'll start seeing them show up and show out. But it was so interesting, a man whose parents, he was 10 years old, so obviously he came as a child, he didn't know much, but he remembers the first days in Israel, and his mother would rock him and play games with him and stuff, but she would always mourn the loss openly. My brother's been killed, my brother's dead, my family member's dead, they died, you know, the Nazis killed my, and this is true, the Nazis killed my family. I mean, think about that, and this is what he grew up at. Then he went back, and he reluctantly went back with his mother, but his father was the one leading. He was 10, and he goes there, and he's been basically was treated by racism, oppressed him up to the time, I think it was 30 years old. And now he's being a voice for the Jews, which is beautiful in the context of that, without compromising that. I don't know his personal political stance or anything like that. But I'm just thinking, like, but what he did say was this, because the reporter was just like, almost, I felt in my spirit, kind of nailing him to the wall here, and by saying, yeah, you're trying to paint this nice picture of Jews in Germany, but you guys have so much security around you. And if I was to paraphrase what his response was, this is how it was, this is how it is, and this is how it will always be for God's people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a unique German situation. Nazis are not unique in the context of they want to persecute.
Right.
And this is what he says. He says, radical Islam is causing it to be this way in the world.
Wow.
And the very government that our government's supporting, this one that this reporter we just heard from CBN News, that you can see in its entirety on the VFN Torch, says is an apocalyptic government, which means they are trying to bring to pass the end of the world as we know it, who are moments away from putting together nuclear weapons, who have a ministry to export radical Islam, one of their daughters, who was born in Iran, is our president's chief advisor, Valerie Jarrett. Now, I'm saying where she stands. But dear God, is there not another advisor?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Well, just for the fact of what they always tell the church, you know, you need the sniff test here.
Right.
You need, you know, you need to be able to pass the sniff test.
Of counselors, you know.
Born in Iran, probably not good right now since they're trying to export the destruction of the world, you know. Mm-hmm. And in regards to pulling the references to Iran, radical Islam being one of our adversaries, and they're saying, listen, they have a ministry that focuses on the very destruction and doing this damage that we're pulling out of our libraries and all.
Mm.
And that, and with that, understand that, man, we are facing some times that truly, as I've been saying, that are going to test men's souls.
That's right.
And this is how you can express when you're thinking about my soul. What does that mean? What you think, what you want, and what you feel.
Mm.
What you think, what you want, and what you feel. And in the context of that, understand this, that the only way you can change that is through an abiding relationship with Jesus Christ. Your soul has to be renewed. It has to go through a transformation. And join us in the beginning of the extra hour, because we're going to begin this conversation about personal transformation. You're going to have to make soul questions, soul answers. You're going to have to respond by what you think, what you want, and what you feel, and it will betray you. It will totally betray you in the context of your life, and you'll be surprised what you say, what you think, and what you feel. You'll be totally surprised. You'll be totally surprised about that. And the only way you can be assured that you make the right decision for God is if you spend time with God. You spend time with God and allow Him to transform what you think, what you want, and what you feel, because you're not going to be able to make those decisions on your own. You can't do this thing on your own. You just can't. And God knows that. That's why He says, apart from abiding in Him, you can do nothing. He said, this is not a question that's unique to Germany. Because of radical Islam, it's all around the world. It is all around the world. Think about it. Mm-hmm. And it's like, wake up. And the reason why we've been able to walk as freely as we've been able to do is because of God blessing this nation. That's it. That's it. That's the only reason why. Is that God has blessed America, but you can see His hand being lifted up. If you have not yet gone and got this offer we have available for you right now, it doesn't even take it. We want to give it to you. It's called Is America Under God's Judgment? Understand, it's not about writing the nation off. We can turn it around if we turn ourselves around through personal transformation. But this is very important. You have a German Jew whose mother lost her family in the Holocaust testifying to the fact that this is a worldwide problem, and we can know this then our current president, for whatever reason at all, and our current government, for whatever reason at all, does not see radical Islam as the threat that it is to the Jews and to God's people in the church. Right. And the only way you can think of that is, if I don't care about the Jews, and I don't care about God's people, if I don't care about Christ followers, right, Jesus followers. And the thing is that we have to understand where JJ fits in this thing is very, very important. The Jews and Jesus. Where does JJ fit in this? And we're looking right now. We've already been polarized, you know, in regards to the second we became a believer, it's time for us to live a polarized life and separate from the ways of the world. So I want to encourage you, as we're talking about this, that this is powerful. This is powerful when you're looking at somebody who walked through what we talk about and now is being a voice for the Jews in Germany, of all the places, you know what I'm saying? Of all the places. And they're amazed. The Germans are amazed that he would even do this. And they just begin to aggressively interview him. All of a sudden, it's like, relax a little bit. What spirit is that of? And, Pat Robinson said, no matter what, he spoke about this on this broadcast, was that there is a price that Germany is going to have to pay. Mm. You cannot barter your way out of your history. You cannot, bless your way out of that history. I mean, that is a definite luggage to live with, what took place. Probably the only thing you can do is to give Israel the key to Germany and say, here, it's yours. Okay. That's probably the only way you could probably, I would assume, get out. And I've doubt very seriously that somebody would do that. I don't see, you know, how you could come out of something like that in the context of it. But, you know, God loves Germans, and I'm talking about that, and God saves Germans, but I'm talking about the country as itself, existing as itself, and the things that came out of it. Think about it.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Jesus said, you know them by their fruit. That's the only way we can really tell who we really are. And then He even tells us, apart from abiding in Him, we can't even bear that fruit. Listen to Francis Chan, the author of Crazy Love and leader of and founder of Multiply Movement, share this exact thing. We are known by our fruit.
You know, the fruit will show. You know, if the tree's for real, it's going to bear fruit.
Yeah.
You'll see the action, but we want to make those statements, and we're not following up, and we're deceiving ourselves. I was thinking about this the other day, you know, how James talks about how we can be hearers of the word, but not doers, and so we're deceiving ourselves. Because we're listening and amen, 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 but we're not doing it. Mm. And you know, Satan is the father of lies. He loves deception. Mm. He loves to deceive people. But I think in a lot of ways he's very happy with what he sees in a lot of gatherings, because they're like, I don't even need to work there. They're deceiving themselves. They're going there, you know, hearing a message, amening it, and not doing it. They're deceiving themselves. I think Satan's actually very pleased. I want to be careful with it. I mean, based on what I see in Scripture, I think there are times when he's pleased that the Word of God is preached and not obeyed, and that deception is going on, because that's his MO. That's what he loves to do. He loves to deceive. And so if there's a bunch of people thinking they're following God because they're going, oh, yeah, I heard a really tough message by David Platt the other day. You know, I heard this. I got so convicted, I walked away. I even walked away sad. Me and my friends, we even cried. You know, it's just like this, we did it. And I really think the enemy is going, oh, this is great. This is great. They're not... When Jesus was about repent, like, let me see you turn. John the Baptist, repent. Let me see you turn. Peter, repent. You know, it's turn, turn, turn. And we're all about feel bad, make a grand statement. And I think Satan's actually pleased with that.
You're listening to Francis Chan, author of Crazy Love and Multiply Movement. You can find it at multiplymovement.com. Listen. You need to be fruitful. We are known by our fruit. It's going to be a fruit inspection time at the throne room of God, because it's not that we're not earning our salvation. The very fact that we are saved, we are fruitful. Listen, if you want to be fruitful today, begin to make this Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. If you haven't yet done that, go to meetmyfather.org. Meetmyfather.org. We shared a couple of our stories and how to do that. Then begin to abide with him and be his disciple. And we have a plan for you, a simple plan for you right now, free. Just go and request it at iabide.org. Iabide.org. Eternity weighs in the balance. Your eternity.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat and John. I'm excited about what's taking place with Reverend Billy Graham, with My Hope for America. If you haven't found out about it, you can find out more at VFNTV.com and click on it needs to be on the front of VFNTV.com so we can have it out there. But you can go to the VFN Torch as well. But I'm also excited about it's coming soon. That's why you have to really know about it, because you're gonna miss it. But you can actually do it from your home. You can do it in your church gatherings. You can do it all over the world. I mean, he has heard clearly for the last huge stadium, which stadium nows are the world. But one of the ones who's going to be there is Lecrae, and CBN News is reporting. Listen up.
Billy Graham's My Hope America film, The Cross, will also feature stories from some of the biggest names in Christian music. Former lead singer of the group Flyleaf, Lacey Sturm, and Grammy-winning rap artist Lecrae share their testimonies in the 30-minute film. CBN News spoke with Lecrae about being part of the historic event.
Billy Graham is iconic. You know, unwavering in the truth of the gospel. And it's amazing to me how a man can stand firm for a very divisive and offensive truth, such as the gospel, and still be heralded around the world by believer and non-believer alike. And I think it's a testimony of God's grace, and God is doing something amazing with him and has done something amazing with him.
More than 25,000 churches have signed up to host My Hope America events, including some of the largest congregations in the country.
Well, it's just so exciting to see what's taking place, how God is so moving. And the testimony of Lecrae talking about Reverend Billy Graham is right in line with, I think, how all of us feel in the context of it. But understand, this is so important. You know, get in, pay attention, listen to what's going on, because there's a mantle about to be passed throughout the nation, throughout the world.
Yeah.
And if you haven't yet read Rebel Without a Cause, you know, that which is his son's testimony, understand how he got to where he is, because I truly believe there's a mantle that's fallen upon the son, mm-hmm. but also that believe there's a mantle that's gonna that God's gonna shift in the nation, because that kind of favor, no man can actually do it.
Yeah.
It's God doing it Himself. He's the one laying that out, and position yourself like Elijah to receive. You can't go to school to learn this. You have to be abiding with God for mm-hmm. what God's about to do. And you're looking at a double portion about to be released in a double of a double. No telling mm-hmm. what God's about to mm-hmm. do. But understand, God does not leave Himself a witness, because it's as Psy would say with Duck Dynasty, it's on like Donkey Kong. It's on like Donkey Kong, because the greatest harvest. And if you haven't yet, you're going to begin. You need to begin on this journey. There's three things that we're discussing that we'll make available to you at the VFN TV store. Is facing impossible odds with God brings potential victories from your enemy. How to position yourself. Secondly, that arise, shine, your light has come. That we're children of the day. We're not children of the night. And the last thing that you're going to hear in the context of this is that I'm sending you out.
Mm.
And understand when these understand this revelation, this is for our generation, and it's all happening in the context of what's going on. And it's not, you just can't play church. You just can't do it. It's just, first of all, don't work. All it does is stimulate your religious ear, and it doesn't end well. But if you follow Jesus, if you begin to get in tune with Him and abide with Him and listen, I mean, think about it. If all this is going on, why wouldn't you want to listen to VFN TV and the daily mm-hmm. radio program?
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't you want to watch it? It's like, I got to get some truth, some light over me. I got to have a light perspective, L-I-G-H-T perspective, because Jesus has commanded us to be the light of the world. He didn't say, hey, if you don't mind, turn your light on. He's commanded us. And I want to just be able to say right up front, that the love for God's word, I mean, you think about it. I mean, the Bible, we're talking about the word of God, and its original manuscript is flawless. Flawless. And it's the only book that comes with its author. And I think about this, you know, where David's writing in Psalms 119:11, he says, I have hidden your word in my heart that I would not sin against you. I mean, you think about that. I mean, you just want to take God's word. You know, I was spending my abiding time this morning, and I was just like, oh my goodness. If you're looking for a hug, grab your Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Grab your Bible. You want a big hug, get you a big Bible. and understand the revelation. There's nothing like just embracing, because you see, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word became flesh, and the Word is living and active and sharper than a double-edged sword. And somebody says, I love Jesus and I confess Jesus, but they don't know, even get in His Word or confess His Word. How can you confess Jesus when you don't even know His Word, and He is the Word? So truly to confess Jesus is to confess His Word. And if you never even got in His Word, had a desire for His Word, that means you never really got into Jesus and never had a desire for Jesus, because He is the Word.
That's right.
And so just imagine that. And you think about, He says in Psalms 34:8, He says, taste and see the Lord is good. I mean, you can just eat from the table of the Lord. You know, give me my daily bread. And in Joshua chapter 1, verse 9, he says that if you meditate on it day and night, just meditate on the Word of God day and night. And that's what Paul, everybody that was any, that you read about, that God spoke well of in the Word, it was ones that got a hold of the Word, is ones who taught the Word, the ones who taught others the Word, and the ones who meditated on the Word, ones who abided with the Word of God. And so you think about that. It's like, why would you not want to have why is George Barna revealing our hearts in a statistical understanding that 81% of the people who call themselves a Christians don't even pick up the Word?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you are so empty. You're so lost, and you're walking around in darkness. You're trying to figure out what your hope is. The hope is the light of God's Word. You need an embrace. You don't need an embrace from a man or a woman. You need an embrace from God.
Mm-hmm.
You need His Word just to wrap around you. You're starving. You are anorexic, thinking you're huge in God, but the truth is you're a bone. You know, you need to eat. You got to begin to eat the things of God. You know, you have spiritual anorexia.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're just embracing God and understand, my goodness. And He says, listen, if you want to be successful, not only know God's Word, but meditate on it day and night. It's not some sort of religious exercise. It's food. It's health. It's hope. It's God. And when God first called me to where I am today, I mean, he showed me very specifically. He showed me. And I was in my office, and in my office he's speaking to me and telling me what he wanted me to do. And he showed me almost like a dance studio, if you would, like the old-fashioned dance studio that has footprints on the floor. And these footprints went all the way across my office and up the wall. And he showed me that each of those, where the foot was supposed to be, that was the word of God. Mm-hmm. And he showed me at that point that he's told me what he wants me to do, you know, follow him. And he says that if I will stand on the word of God, then I can get there. And, you know, so many people are trying to figure out how to dance with the Holy Spirit outside of the word of God. And it ends up being a mess, and it's all about your gift. And then it becomes about stealing God's glory. And then you think now that it's because the crowds are around you and they're throwing quarters at your feet that they love Jesus, but they really love you and the gift. And not understanding that if you would have walked on the word, if you would have fell in love with the word himself, the word made flesh, mm-hmm. I mean, think about it, Emmanuel, then you wouldn't have ended up there. But you can turn back off of that and say, you know what? I am in love with the word of God. So I just want you to take your Bibles today and just embrace them and say, God, thank you for your word. I want to become one with your word, one with you.
We want to give a shout out and special thanks to all of our sponsors and underwriters. Visit them at VFNTV.com where you'll find all their information, websites, phone numbers. Also, visit Cordova Lanes in Pensacola. Listen, the weather's changing. It's a great time to bring the family in and enjoy good family activity. Remember, nobody gets benched in bowling. Also, if you're looking for a car in Pensacola, visit Glenn Parker, Alan Turner, Hyundai. Listen, we have purchased with Glenn. He'll walk you through the process. He's excellent, and he really cares about you. Visit all of our sponsors at VFNTV.com today.
Well, we're coming to the end of the first hour. We had such a wonderful time. Don't forget to catch us in the extra hour beginning in just a moment. For those that are leaving us, you can catch us at VFNTV.com or catch the second half, the extra hour, on your mobile device, your iPhone, your Android, and all those wonderful places at VFNTV.com. You're listening to VFN Radio. For those who are sticking with us, we'll see you on the other side.
Right, we have another way how you can stay connected with VFN Radio. It's called the Torch Newsletter. Every week, the Torch Newsletter goes out, and in the newsletter, you're going to get the best of the best of VFN Radio for that week. You're also going to get all the VFN Radio highlights emailed directly into your inbox. So whether you want to listen on your phone, whether you get your emails on your tablet, or whether you get it on your home PC, you will have access to that week's VFN Radio highlights. Go to VFNTV.com and select newsletter sign up, or text VFNTV at 22828. Again, text VFNTV at 22828 and type in your email address. Sign up for the Torch newsletter now.